What's up, everybody? This is Trenisha English, and you are listening to the Things You Should Know podcast. But to answer your question, season 11, I was right. I also say this. I usually can do that. I feel like if I ever got into a situation and they were like, you need to answer three trivia questions. You can pick whatever the subject is.
Oh, I know. When we did Drag Race trivia, I was like, girl, how the hell? They were like, who did
I would pick this?
So-and-so lose in the seventh episode lip sync of season six?
I study.
And I'm like, well, how?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. Like, I was so pissed about Ginger Minj losing, right? Like, Ginger Minj was my winner.
Yeah.
I don't know who won that season.
Violet Chachki.
Okay. Well, no wonder I was pissed. But like...
Hey friends, welcome back to the show. This is a Things You Should Know podcast, and I have a very, very special guest this week, and we're going to talk about one of my very favorite things in the entire world. But we're going to welcome to the show my really good friend. I was about to call you Kira Olsen. That's not your name
anymore.
It's
not my name anymore.
Kira, what's your last name?
Thomas. Yeah, it's weird.
You didn't hyphenate, you just officially changed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry, now we're gonna get into this. Sorry. Welcome Kira Thomas to the show, right? That's what you just told me. Welcome Kira Thomas to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here, Kira. That is really weird that your name isn't Olsen anymore.
I know.
Is it weird to you too?
Yeah, and I have, like, because of keeping students, like, have, like, a 60-40 split right now of, like, what kids
call
me.
Yeah.
So I still respond to both.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
And honestly, Devin tells people, like, the wrong name all the time.
Oh, really?
Like, when he goes to pick up, like, Jimmy John's and I order it, he's like, oh, Olsen. And they're like, we don't have that order.
Whoops, she changed her name for me. Sorry, surprise. Anyway, that was cool. Welcome to the show. So, for folks who don't know, Kira and I go way back, like way back, to groups.
G-R-A.
A time in my life that I try not to look back on at all, if I was going to be honest. So, we met the summer before we started undergrad in a really great program called Groups. We lived down the hall from each other,
mm-hmm.
and we had a class together, and that was kind of all she wrote.
Yeah.
Just kind of linked up from there. And I feel like all of my crazy story, all of the, maybe not crazy even, not just, but I feel like all of like the pivotal moments in my life from what, 2000, July of 2008 until maybe like 2016, like you were a part of all of that, which was crazy. We grew up together, essentially. Mm-hmm. We became adults. Yeah.
All because I gave you some solid advice about a boy.
Yeah. That's how it all starts. Anyway, Kira, welcome to the show. Super excited to have you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we are going to start the show how we start the show every time. We're going to start with a mental health check. How are you doing today, Kira? Like, you know, how are things going?
I'm doing well. It is a weekend, so I'm not at work.
It's always great.
Which is the best place to not be.
Do your summers feel different? Because Kira's a teacher, if you haven't picked up on that. Kira teaches, so she has her summers off, sort of.
I mean, I've been doing summer school, so like they're kind of.
Oh no! So it's just the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's still more chill because I just do credit recovery, but.
Yeah, cool. But oh shoot! And I told you what the question was going to be. I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh yeah. So, what's bringing you joy right now?
So specifically right now, spring break. I just got back from Jamaica, and that was everything. I'm like obsessed with Jamaica and really ready to get back any moment. I was considering buying tickets to go back in December for Christmas break, But yeah, I mean, having some time off, relaxing, getting to do things that also don't involve grad school, because we've had break from classes there as well. So
Cool. What's your current go-to like self-care activity right now?
So for me, I feel like all of my favorite self-care activities involve me spending money. But my nails, I would say are definitely like, that's my biggest non-negotiable. Like going back to school and adding a bunch of like things to what I had to pay for, I was like, nails are not something we're gonna cut from the budget literally ever.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like every time I get paid, like that is what you can guarantee. I got my paycheck and I'm going to get my nails done. It's just for me. Like it really is for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I feel like my nail guy is probably one of the people who knows me the best in the world.
Yeah.
So. I mentioned Kira and I met in college. And we bonded over a lot of things, had a lot of similarities. But one of the things that we've, like, I think really is a through line through our relationship is Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race. It's something that we are both absolutely obsessed with. Mm-hmm. We're recording this the day after the top three was announced. So I feel like this is a perfect time for me, one, to stand for RuPaul and RuPaul's Drag Race and what it is, and to talk about this season 16, because I feel like it has been a whirlwind.
It has.
And not just because Nymphia Wynn was on the season. It's been a lot.
Good season.
It's been a really good season. There are things about it that I have enjoyed a lot.
I'm so excited to hear all the things, though. I know you have feels. And I'm a little bit nervous about your feels, about my feels. So
no, I know you stand for plasma. The second she walked in the room, honestly, I knew Kira. This is Kira's bitch. This is it.
She's not my favorite.
Really? I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. So we can get into that more. But okay. All right. I feel like my feelings are a little mean about her, but it's fine.
We'll edit it out. We'll just edit it out. It's fine. So the first thing that I want to know is like, who's a queen that you wish you could have seen more of? And I've got the list. Actually, if you want, I'll read off the cast just to give you. Let's do that.
I know my answer, but read off the list and then I will confirm my answer.
So in the season 16 cast, we had Nymphia Wynn, Plain Jane, Saphira, Crystal. Oh, that's our top three. Q. Bye. Morphine, Love Dion, Dawn, Maya Lamon LePage, never mind, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Plasma, Tsunami Muse, Megami, Geneva Carr. This is the best drag name I think I've ever heard. And I thought Patricia Yolanda Weave was like, has been superior until I heard this name. A Mandatory Meeting.
Oh, yes.
It is so, so good.
It's solid.
Mirage. And Hershey LaCourgette.
Okay, so my answer is what I thought it was, Mirage.
Yes!
I really feel like there needs to be an All-Star season for
Mirage, like there needs to be justice for Mirage. Justice
honestly,
for Mirage.
Like, just pull a Shangela. Like, yeah, just bring her back
next season. I don't know.
I rewatched that lip sync because I was like, why did she go home?
She didn't know the words.
I know. But, like,
Do you
know who sent her home?
Yes, I do know who sent her home. Geneva Carr.
Like, no.
Geneva Carr sent her home. It was
I had really high hopes for Geneva, but like after the first episode, but then literally past that, like I got nothing from her. So that's why I'm like, she should not have been who sent her home.
Fair. What did you feel about Immunity coming back?
I thought it was pointless because why did they just do the first two winners and then it went away?
And they had to like pick when they needed it. I mean,
I was excited about it, but then I was like, wait, we were only doing this for the first
It's not just Immunity vials
and, like,
out here for everyone.
You can give it away. Like, what's the point? I didn't like it.
Would you have given your Immunity potion away?
No.
even if you like, if you go to the
when Plank gave it away,
she should have drank it.
I cackled because they were like, "Yeah, Nymphia made you look real bad on that challenge, and girl, you just gave
and
her
then you just gave her yourself." Yeah, no, I would not have given it away. I also, though, will say this. I cackled as well. Also, because that's karma. Because, bitch, it was Nymphia's vial. You rated her low plane. And so you got it. And that's what you deserved. And so, yeah, you should have given it to Nymphia. Because that's who the vial actually belonged to. That's who should have had immunity. Because yeah, she crushed it that first. Nymphia crushed it until like episode 4, and then it started to get a little. She's definitely been killing it.
This last episode, I was I need her to wear all black all the time.
Well,
I get that yellow's her thing, but her all black looks have been my favorite looks.
Agreed. Here's my feedback for her. I think she could have sprinkled it in. I think you could have gone with the colors of yellow and black and done it like that. Uh-huh. And still, yes, her black looks have been phenomenal.
Yeah, even that, she should have won that goth challenge, but
we'll talk about Q. I'm sure Q is gonna get a moment. I know we feel the same way about her.
Yeah.
All right. So we kind of, I actually am a little surprised. I wanted to ask you this question because I wanted to give you a moment, but we may not need it. What was your reaction to Plasma's elimination?
So I was disappointed because I don't feel like she should have gone home that early, but she looked horrid. She looked horrible. And honestly, so I saw her the week after that, like here.
Oh, yeah, because she came to the Hard Candy, which shout out to them and the folks bringing the Rue Girls to the city and what that is doing for local drag. Yeah. Support your local drag queens. Thank you.
So, yeah, I was disappointed because I felt like it wasn't her time, but also, like, you looked like trash. So, like, sorry, you had a bad day and you went home for it. But I guess my feelings on her confuses me because she should be a top for me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's all my thing. She's a look queen. She's a Broadway queen. And this is where I said it's mean. It's mean-spirited. But, like, this is the only thing I can come up with. I love her drag. I don't love her.
Oh, I don't think that's mean-spirited. I think, like, that happens.
Like, her aesthetic is everything. Like, I wish that was my aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's out of drag, it's gone for me. Like, I don't stand for you. You are, and maybe it's because she's so little. She's such a young queen. She was the youngest one on this season. And I think maybe that's it, because at this point in watching drag, I'm here for, like, the mother vibe. Like, I'm like, those are always my people. And she obviously doesn't have that. She's like 24 or something, 23. I don't know. She's a baby. But yeah, that's my input on her. But she's lovely. She spends a whole lot of money on outfits. Like, seeing her live, I was like, girl.
Stunning. Listen, get it, work. She's just not my, I mean, I don't think she's bad, but I wasn't at the live because nothing about it made me want to spend my money to go see her.
I mean, she wasn't, I will say, this is the first time I'm real proud of myself that I predicted the top four, and the only reason I even predicted the top four is because they have that stupid bracket app now. Stop.
What's up, gang? Trenisha English from the Things You Should Know podcast here, reminding you to rate and review. And if you haven't already, be sure to follow us on social media at Things You Should Know Pod. Like and share and comment, interact with us. And if you haven't already, click that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts.
But my top four was right off of episode one.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was not. I definitely thought Tsunami was going to be in the top four. I was really surprised to see her go because she's gorgeous.
Yes.
And I didn't see Morphine. She was
too little. Too,
like, timid. Like,
yeah, timid. That's like, what
reserved.
I mean. Yeah.
I think, yeah. I did not see Morphine outlasting.
I didn't either.
I did not see Morphine going as far as she did.
My only, like, one that I was questioning whether it was going to be top four or not was Dawn.
Speaking of Dawn, Because I feel for Dawn. Because
they did her
dirty.
Like,
they did not give her a chance.
What did she do backstage? Something happened. Something happened. And someone was like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, bitch? That's what we're
Can you imagine what was going through Dawn's head as you stood there next to Morphine, knowing that Body by Meg Thee Stallion was going to play?
Like, I
don't think I would have. Props to you, Dawn, if you ever hear this, props to you. Because I think I would have pulled a Tempest Du Jour, isn't it? Or it was a Charlie. Tempest Du Jour. It was Charlie.
Oh, what was that?
I have Connie's no idea.
I just stood there.
I don't do this. I'm not about
she
to do that.
She tried. She really tried.
The song was a bad choice. But I think if it was her and Q in the bottom, which is what I had predicted for that episode. Because when Q was talking about her concept, I was like, no, baby, this isn't going to work.
Who but did Q she executed send home well. In a lip sync?
I'm going to tell you, I just was looking at this. It was Geneva Carr.
Oh, okay.
Well, No. It was, who did?
Because she said
somebody.
It was
a mandatory meeting.
Oh, because that look was
awful. And I didn't understand why. Was it this same look where her face was purple, but no other part of her skin was purple?
No. That was like the first episode or something. One thing. So I saw Amanda, too, because Amanda and Plasma came here together. One thing I will say for that bitch is she is capitalizing on that purple moment. Like, she has so much merch of that ugly purple face. Like,
what?
Yeah. I mean, she is.
I mean, listen, whatever she's you girls like, live for, it. You live for. But I did not. What I will say, and I mean, like, started it, her name, genius.
She's great. Like, seeing her live, she's really great. She was not ready for Drag Race.
Mm-mm.
Because, like, her makeup, she looks like a different person.
Okay.
She wasn't ready. Like, she's funny. Like, she's a performer.
I mean, she's a performer. She performs the house down.
Yeah. But looks wise, she wasn't ready. She didn't know how to do her makeup yet. Like, why did y'all let her on the show?
Well, because honestly, and we did just hype for Mirage in this place. I do think it might be a little bit different. I think Mirage is maybe more of like a Vanjie. A mandatory meeting is Shangela.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Shangela season two. And so maybe we needed another endearing. I want to see a mandatory meeting again, but what she presented on Drag Race was wretched.
No,
it was
awful. I was really bad. To be truly honest, I didn't want to see her. Like, when I found out she was coming with Plasma, I was like, But she changed my mind.
I had a
Bendela Creme moment, like,
listen,
when we saw her come with Jocelyn Fox.
Jinx did us. We had that same thing with Jinx. Seeing her in person was a different thing.
I give them a chance, and she rose to the occasion.
I will never forget being at a meet and greet and kindly asking Jinx to step out of the photo so we could take a photo with Roxy.
I tell everyone
Andrew.
That story. I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it either. I just sometimes think about things that we have done in our past, and I think, like, what made us so bold? Like,
we had a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, we had a lot.
Like, we
of
had
alcohol,
liquor confidence.
We really did, and that was also the time where, like, we were young, so we were drinking, like. Well, this is what I will say about me and Kira. Me and Kira have never really drank shitty liquor. We've always had great taste. But that's when we would drink buckets of liquor.
Yeah, that was the bucket bucket. Those were
bucket
bucket days. Yeah,
bucket
bucket
days.
Yeah.
My chest is burning thinking about it. Ugh.
Greg's has, like, something similar now. And, like, it gave me a little bit of, like weird, like, I want that. But, like, there was no... Like, just them holding it. I was like, can they, like, put a Diet Coke in one of those for me so I can just carry it around? I just want to feel like I have it.
Can you feel my... I want a water, but could you just put it in a bucket?
I mean, I was watching these little kids with these little buckets, and I was like, I'm too old for
such
this.
A way... Like, it just... You know, I feel like, listen, that is a rite of passage, and I passed through it. I really did. All right. So you predicted the top four.
I did.
Was this your desired top three? Are you upset about Q?
Is that an actual question? I had a party last night.
Because Q.
So I was watching with my friend and she said, this is almost better that she made it this far.
And then left? Because you were so close.
I just don't.
She's going to be on All Stars. She's going to get an All Stars call. Her fashion, she gives what she
can
gives.
She can sew.
I would enjoy seeing her costumes on other people.
I just don't. So I have to preface. Like, my dad stands for her. And I'm like, why?
Really?
Yes.
I'm disappointed in your dad.
Oh, I am too. But he always disappoints me in his Drag Race choices. Fair. So it's fine. I just don't get, like, who are her fans? Who, like what is that person? I mean, clearly, but like.
I mean, like, that's a fair question, right? Because I think about, like, if we think about local drag. And I see the girl's name on it, right? Like, there are girls that I'm like, oh, she's going to turn looks. There are girls that are my friends, and so I want to go support. There are girls that I know that are going to entertain. But when I see, if I were to see Q's name on a flyer, I would be like, oh, she's going to look really pretty. She's going to have really nice costumes. I also am curious as, like what is Q's signature number?
Right. Well, she's coming here.
Oh, but is she?
I'm not going.
Oh, surprise. I mean, obviously, I'm not going. I didn't even know she was coming.
Yeah, she's coming here this month. I don't know. Well, because, like, seeing that flyer come out, I was like, is she just going to, like, do outfit changes? Like, what is the what's the show?
She's going to do Raja O'Hara and sew on stage.
Like,
and Rasha is a bad, like, is a bad girl. Like, she can perform. Like, yeah, I don't, there's nothing about it.
I just don't know what she's gonna do. And honestly, maybe, because it seems like the other queens of the season really like her. So I'm like, maybe it's the edit. Because what frustrates me the most about her is, like, well, one, she's boring. Like, I just feel bored. And, like, but also, like, you're so pouty. Like, you don't deserve to win every single challenge out. Like, stop it.
And that moment,
and when
Safira,
you told Safira
was,
that she didn't deserve,
yeah,
that win,
that was wild.
You should have gone home just,
yeah,
for saying
that was
that.
Wild.
Bye.
That was really wild. I mean, they live for her. I think her little shade back and forth banter with her and Plane over these last few weeks have been something that I've been able to stomach. Yeah, I can't really put my finger on it. I don't know. She just doesn't. I think she's great, but I'm not. I'm walking past everything Q is selling in store. Like, I don't want any. I'm not going to buy any of it. I don't want to take it home.
I just want to know who her fans are. Like, what kind of person is she appealing to? Because clearly someone. Clearly a lot of them.
No, a lot of them. Yeah.
I just don't.
Or is she the girl who makes all the costumes, so we let her hang out?
I mean, she's good at that.
I mean, she's phenomenal at that. Sort of. Anyway. So that was Q. Done with the top four. Let's do the top three. Let's start with the next most controversial remaining contestant on Drag Race, I think, and that is Plain Jane.
Okay.
Who I think is extremely interesting, chooses to go by Plain.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. But I think she's hilarious.
Okay, good. Because I stand for Plain Jane. And I was, like, so nervous about what you were going to think about. Like, she's so funny. I just want to go see her so she can say, sister.
Sister. Yeah. I enjoy Plain on the confessionals. She's been the confessional all-star this season. Hands down, like, she has been rocking it in confessionals. I think she's hilarious. The Lazy Susan drag name was also really great. Clearly she's a marketing genius, and she's using
Bob's
her degree.
So you know Bob hates Plain Jane, right?
Yes,
like,
I
vehemently.
Yes, yeah.
Did you see where Bob said that Lazy Susan looked like Ellie with two T's? I just had to throw that in there because I cackled for way too long.
Not only did I see it, but did you see the shots where it was like Elliot with two T's, Plain Jane, Rose, and then Lazy Susan? And they were like, family.
Plain Jane does look like Rose.
Yeah, she
like
does.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Did you know she's only like 24?
Plain Jane?
Yeah.
Ooh, sister.
Yeah, it's a rough 24.
Yeah, I was going to say the skincare routine. Sister.
I thought she was like our age, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Sister.
Yeah, she's the second youngest on the season. I think she's 25 because Plasma's 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Never would have guessed that. How old is he? And you know what? Maybe Amaya Lamont LePage isn't as young as she appears. It's she's just 34. The braces. No way.
Yeah, I looked up their ages yesterday. Because when I saw that plane was 25, I was like, how the hell old is everyone else? Like, clearly my concept of being able to tell people's age is not correct.
Well, we are also at an age where I am done aging, so my ability to gauge what other people would be aged as is off because I don't look in the mirror and see 33, I see 26. And yeah. So,
I mean, it's just we look the same, I mean, so.
Anyways, so you're standing for plane. Is she your winner?
No.
But you obviously put her on All-Stars.
I
mean, honestly,
like, all the, like, I wouldn't be disappointed in any of the top three winning, but I think that there is a clear winner.
Yeah, me too. I think we probably think it's the same person we get there. I would love to see Plain Jane and Q do a Katya Trixie sort of situation.
Yeah.
As a propel out of this, because the banter between the two of them, I think one makes Q likable. And two,
so Q should capitalize on this.
Yeah, so yeah, she should. And I think
and like, she can, you know, make the outfits for the tour.
It's just and Plain is just, I like Plain. I like Plain from the moment she walked into the workroom with all of the padding.
See, I did not like her on the first episode because I was like, okay, she's just mean. But I just didn't get her yet.
Yeah, no,
I didn't get her yet. And then like when the second episode happened, I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like her, but like I like her.
Listen. I knew what it was from the beginning. That is how I often show up. I usually show up in spaces and people are like, Trinitia is mean. You shouldn't. She doesn't like you. And, you know, if you just give me like 72 hours, I'll change your mind.
But I was real disappointed that she put a black wig back on for like this last episode because I did not like her in a dark wig.
I think she just like really bombed that whole challenge this last episode.
Why did she bring up Amanda? Girl, Amanda's been gone for 48 weeks.
Nobody even knows who. I mean, like, I had forgotten about her. Like, I didn't even remember. It would be different.
Because clearly she can be, like, sentimental and have feelings. Like, you had a whole moment with Safira, like, a couple episodes ago. But you just want to be so hardened and, I mean, Brew made a good point. Like, she came out late in life, whatever. She doesn't know who she is yet, yada, yada. But
and,
I'm like,
yeah. And she's 25. Like, that is the what I would have, like, that's what you do at a young age, right? Like, you pass up that opportunity to be vulnerable and show people who you are because you would rather be catty and shade somebody. And I feel you. You were really shady. It was catty. I giggled, but it was a waste of the space.
It just wasn't the space point more of efficiently. That challenge.
Yeah. All right, we're on plane. Nymphia, wind.
Yeah. I love Nymphia. She's adorable. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's a fan of my favorite color, so the yellow. Yellow is my favorite color, so it has not bothered me. I love the commitment.
It hasn't bothered me either. I just think black has been... It's stunning.
Yeah. And there's actually only been one Nymphia look that I have not been a fan of, and it was this last one, this Marie Antoinette look. I think it was just... When it got
closer, I was like, okay, I see you, girl. Like, she had, like, the Japanese art in her hair. Like, there was more going on to the look, but it didn't read.
Yeah, no.
It was not even close to the caliber of everything else she's put out there.
No, she has done a phenomenal cover look.
Ooh.
I want that on posters. I want that on...
When she picked her foot up and said, I know this looks easy. No, girl, it doesn't. It didn't. Those boots weigh 48 pounds.
It did not look easy, but it looks beautiful. It's very good to look at. She just looks the way she paints. It also was really heartbreaking to see... You know, her struggle, like, with that self-confidence and the beauty and...
I know. Well, I felt so sad this last episode because she was, saying, like, no, I was being for real in those moments. And everybody's like, shut up, Nymphia. Shut up.
I mean, and I did the same thing to her. Because I thought it was just part of it. Yeah,
because I thought she was just just joking around.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, I thought I genuinely didn't think that was real. So I was like, okay, girl, bye.
Yeah, no. Yeah, same, same, same. And so I felt the same. I was like, oh, I didn't know you were being serious. Right?
It's like, man, I'm a mean girl.
Oh, I mean, whatever. A quick thing you should know. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Things You Should Know podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So I feel like we're saving the best for last.
Absolutely.
Sophia Kristal.
I live for literally anything she does.
Not anything. I did not live for those little titties.
They were funny. Small
breastplate was awful.
But where'd she get this new one? I really want to know. Like, did she have someone ship it to her?
I feel like, no, that's what I want to believe. I want to believe that she asked production to, like, that she bought a new breastplate and had production bring it to her. Like, that's what I want to believe.
It was bad. That Fisher Price
was so bad. And I actually also was not a fan of this week's look. I think it was just, she could have done more. I just expected more from her.
You didn't like the fan look?
I just wanted it to be more. I just expected a little bit more from her, a little bit more creativity. I think, like, the only thing interesting about the dress was the fans on the side. I don't think, like, the dress. It was a beautiful color.
I feel like I just loved her hair enough that, like, I didn't care about the outfit, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it was, because I was just really disappointed in what the outfit did. When the fans finally came out, I was like, oh, okay, like, I guess. But she could have done way more.
Nothing was going to top the color challenge that she did. Like, that challenge was everything to me with the Marge Simpson wig.
She's been phenomenal in so many ways to me. I also will say, I think obviously she fumbled in the makeover challenge,
which I did not understand. Like, what
girl, something, put on that heavy ass dress, what are you talking about?
But also, like, why was that your plan? Like, you've seen the show. Why?
Yeah, that's
and
very
also
true.
That dress was ugly. Like, was it missing a part or something? Because, like, I was like, why? Like, why are we sad to throw that away? That's horrible.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, girl, you've been sewing two dresses up until the point that Maya went home.
Actually, you've been doing the makeover challenge every week.
Like, you could have easily thrown two dresses together,
very true.
Girl.
Very true.
That's
very
why, true. That's where the confusion was. Yeah, I was like, why did you borrow Plain's outfit? Also, can we give a shout out for Plain supplying everyone's hair for the entire season?
That Cher wig got so many weird. Honestly, Plain should be Miss Congeniality. Like, she really should.
I honestly hope she is.
I really think she should get it. Like, I really do. Yes, everyone wore that wig.
Can the winner also get Miss Congeniality? Because, like, looking at the season, I don't really know who's going to get it besides Sophia. But also, like, Sophia is my winner. So,
like... It's the first time for everything. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, or it's Plain.
I mean, I would. That would give
it's
me.
It's not
going to
be Dawn. Also, back honorable mention. Dawn's confessionals were why I fell in love with Dawn, because I
be
did
honest?
Not get it. But the confessionals were everything.
Yeah. No, I'm a little sad that Dawn wasn't on the makeover challenge, because I feel like it would have been really fun to see what she did with it.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would agree with that. But they played Body by Meg Thee Stallion, and she really didn't have a chance.
Yeah, it was dirty. Really, I don't.
It came down to. So we're both Team Safira into the final.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. Agreed. Who do you think might win the lip sync Lollapalooza next week? Which is interesting that they're doing it this way. I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm glad we're still getting it, because I thought we weren't going to get it.
Why is the cash prize so high, girl? That's higher than, like, some of the first season's actual winners got.
They got money. RuPaul's a bestseller. Like, listen, it's
that,
now
that book
MTV.
Proceeds.
They got the cash for it, so.
I would love to see Mirage know some words and, like.
Click those stripper heels.
I don't really know.
I mean, her makeup's probably going to be bad, but a mandatory meeting for me has a really great shot at it.
Well,
I think
I mean,
a mandatory.
It depends on how much, like, how quickly did her makeup fix itself? Because now, stunning. Like, the mug is correct. So, like, did we learn how to do that before this lip sync Lollapalooza, or
I don't think she did in any
Are they weeks. Like in quarantine during that time? Like, I don't know.
That's a good question. I will be expecting a text from you when we see her in drag. You'd be like, nope, didn't happen. Because I think a mandatory meeting could get it. Obviously, Maya has a great shot at it, as she has been the lip sync assassin for the
I think
season.
It'll also just matter, like, what the songs are, because... Well, as we saw at Silky Smackdown.
Right? It could be something to think. Well, I also feel the same way about, like, the one last season, right, with Anitra. Anitra should not have been in the bottom two that episode. But just the way it all shook out, her having to go up against Sasha, I don't know that I agree with her losing that third lip sync, but whatever, room. Mm-hmm. So it could shake out a lot of different ways. Also depends on the song and... blah, 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 blah. We know Q ain't gonna get it, though.
Yeah, I mean...
There's only so many ballots that you can do in a Lollapalooza.
Maybe they're gonna do, like, Mr. Roboto or something, and she's gonna, like...
Yeah, she would... No, she probably would even mess that up. Because she only ate in the Rusical because she had no choreography. She just stood there.
Yeah. So... that one challenge that, like, it was just Safira's show and the rest of them were backup dancers. Oh, you know, yeah, what I'm talking, yeah, about? Mm-hmm. I can't even remember regardless,
there are multiple times this season.
Why did they live for Q in that episode? That still is confusion to me. They were like, the look was everything. She was wearing that little, like, tiny Liza Minnelli wig with, like, that jacket, and I was like, is it everything? Like, because normally I'll be like, okay, yes, her look is great. Like, yeah. That episode, though, I was like, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There have been a lot of moments where people have lived, where the judges, where, actually, let me be 100% honest. There have been a lot of moments where Michelle Visage has lived for Q, and I have been thoroughly confused.
That was one that threw me off. Safira didn't win that challenge?
No, I don't think so.
Because they were literally in a V at the end and doing their little things.
Where they all had the little, like, things. That was fairly recent.
And she was in the middle. Like, it literally was, it looked like.
You know what? She did win that challenge. That was the week no one went home.
Oh, that was when she had to lip sync for the win
against
that
Morphine.
Dumb because Morphine was not the top. There was one top.
But we need Morphine, that in the arc of what we were seeing and with Morphine at the time, she needed that moment. She needed that little win to feel like she was going to be at the top.
Okay, how,
like,
do you feel about yesterday's win? I have to, like, move back.
About plain winning yesterday's. Nymphia. Oh, no, Nymphia won. I think that was cute, right? So that she has another win when we're talking about her being top two.
I know. That's what bothers me about it. I'm like, they just threw it in there because Plain and Safira have four wins. But, like, that was also Safira's win. Like, can we stop not giving Safira the wins that she deserves?
I feel like that has happened a lot to Safira on this show. That someone just had a really great week and we want to reward them for their great behavior. So they have won the challenge and not Safira. Yeah, agree. Which, to me, again, goes back to your point. I feel like there is a very clear... It has been two seasons in a row where it's been extremely clear from early on in the season who the winner was.
Yeah,
we knew week three it was the Sasha Kobe meet and greet and she had won that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we knew, maybe I'm gonna give her week five, that this was Safira's win. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way that she's not winning this.
Yeah,
if Rue, the people are going to riot if Safira doesn't win this. Yeah. I really feel like they are.
I would be shocked.
But I don't, there's also, you know, Ruby liking to do shady stuff in the finale and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I feel like she's been on a really strong trajectory for a win. I thought she was going to be Bianca and never be in the bottom.
Yeah.
So I thought we had another one.
She really gives me Bianca vibes.
Oh, yeah. Safira host the pit stop. Like, do it all. Give it to her. Like, yeah, she deserves. So Safira, is the winner. Have you heard anything about the rumored All-Stars 9 cast?
No.
Rumored. This is all rumored.
Okay.
So this is all hypotheticals to this point. But here's the rumored cast.
Okay.
Angeria Pierce Van Michaels.
Okay.
Gottmik.
Hmm. Okay.
Georges.
Okay.
Nina West. I'm sorry. I don't know why I had to laugh.
Nina doesn't need All-Stars.
She doesn't. And that's why I'm giggling. Like, she feels so out of place. Like, one of these things is not like the other. Mm-hmm. Nina West. Plastique.
Hmm.
Roxy Andrews.
No, this is fake.
Yeah, I was like, that one's not real. This one I do think might be, though. Chanel.
Hmm.
Vanjie.
Wasn't Vanjie already on All-Stars?
Listen, they'll bring you back. I don't think Vanjie is real. I don't think Roxy Andrews is real. But that's, I could see all of these other ones.
Anitra needs an All-Stars season created for her, because had she been on any other season, she would have won.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, she needs her justice.
She needs the season. She needs Chad Michaels All-Star. Yeah, she needs Chad Michaels All-Star.
We need an old school All-Star season that we know was created for one person, like Chad in Alaska.
Yes, no, that's what the first two were about.
That's why they existed.
That's why they existed. And because honestly, the fourth All-Star season was to get Shangela the win.
Absolutely.
And then
Shangela should have gotten the win.
They cheated her, and now Trixie won that.
Like, to be honest, if Bandela hadn't pulled her nonsense, it would have been Bandela's win.
Yeah. So anyway, I digress. Yes, that is the rumored. Who do you have any, like, they need to be, we just talked about Anitra, anyone mm-hmm. else you're like, no, they need to be on All-Stars?
I mean, I think if they don't give Mirage like a normal season moment, she deserves an All-Stars. Yep. Just to agreed. Show out, like Vanjie had her mm-hmm. moment. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of queens from this season, like, who could easily be on All-Stars. Yeah. Like, if, like, Plain and Nymphia are not the winners, which I assume they're not. Both of them could easily sit on All-Stars. Yeah, turn around.
I would want both of them to wait, though. I really don't like it when queens turn right back around and come to All-Stars, because I like to see them have the moment to, like, grow and develop and shift and change or whatever, and, like, perfect their craft and then come back. Because to me, like, seeing, like, a Kylie, like, come back and, like, show who she was, or, like, all the growth that Raja, or even, like, Trinity and Monet, like, I just prefer that. But I will tell you, there is one name on this list, like, technically two, like, really two. I kind of feel this way about Gottmik, but I like, Georges needs to be on All-Stars.
Yeah,
she needs to be on All-Stars until she wins All-Stars. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, purposely putting on her on it, knowing she's not going to win, but just allowing me to see her drag every week.
Yeah,
like, she needs to
be on
All-Stars.
I think there's a lot of girls who, like, since their season have made, like, really big, like, transitions, whether we're talking, like, actual, like, gender transitions or, like, or just, like, moments of growth. Of life.
Yeah. A lot of transitioning happening.
But, like, I feel like some of those queens, it would be interesting to see more Kylie moments where, like, it's been so long since you had your moment
and now you're back to like, you know, show us who you really are. I mean, I was gonna not Jujubee, Jiggly Caliente had, like, a moment like that. Nina Gunn could have, Gia Gunn could have had a moment like that. She just came back and was like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would agree. I definitely see that. Seeing folks shift and change.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love to see Georges on an All-Stars. I would love to see Mistress on an All-Stars.
Oh, I mean, I would just love to see Mistress have her own.
Like, in her own life.
Drag
race. actually, I would just like to be Mistress. Like, I'd just like to be with Mistress at all times and just see her live. So yeah. I'm really excited. I always get sad when a season of Drag Race is ending because I love it so much. But then I get excited. I'm like, oh, well, maybe we're only like 4 weeks out from an All-Stars.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is always great.
How do you feel about the Rue retirement rumors?
Interesting. I think it's interesting. What I will say is, like, okay, like, Rue is old. Like, she's getting old. He's getting old. I can see that, right? Like, that makes sense to me.
I don't believe them. I guess I should preface that.
What I think is why I cannot imagine Michelle Visage being the host of that show without RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like, on any of the franchises. And I so, like, I think, like, that is what is, like, interesting to me. But, I mean, it's fine, right? Brooklyn Heights is hosting Canada. Mm-hmm. It's going great. There are other folks hosting, but,
like,
different.
Brooklyn's a queen. Like, I just feel like you have, like,
you Brooklyn have- Heights needs to be on All Stars. She doesn't need to be on All Stars, but I would really like it.
I know. That's how I feel really about, like, Akiria. She would never, I don't think she would ever do All Stars. Back, but, like, I just want to watch her.
Yeah.
Be beautiful.
Be beautiful. Yeah. And I would also like another All Winners, All Stars.
That was really fun.
I like that. I want to see an All Star season where it's just, like, queens that went out, like, super early. Mm-hmm. Like, just bring back early queens that we don't.
That'd be really a great season for Amanda.
Yeah, it would be, right? Like, queens, like, that we just don't have a ton of relationship with, and then bring Shangela back on that season, and then Shangela can get her justice.
For the fifth
for,
time
or however. 34th time winning this show. Yeah, and I would still want to see, like, a Miss Congeniality season, too.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So I think there are a lot of fun things that we can do, and I would love to see how some of the stuff that WOW Presents is doing cannot be behind a paywall. But I digress. Anyway, any other, like, final thoughts about the season? Any good luck wishes to Safira?
I mean, all the good luck wishes to Safira. I won't be, like, ragey if she doesn't win, but, like, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I would agree. But we've seen some winners that haven't really made sense. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Evie Adley, love you, girl.
What?
I did not see her. I did not see her win coming that year.
I live.
Oh, I live for Evie Adley too, but I did not see her winning that season. I felt like that came out of nowhere.
When she came here for her little Strange Love tour, I paid for, like, the VIP, so I got to, like, sit back with her out of drag and just, like, kiki with her. I live for you. I bet. So that wasn't a shock for me. But I don't even remember who the other top two in that season were. Like, who was your winner then?
That top two, three, that season, that was 11. Wasn't Silky in the top that season? I think I was going for Silky.
I mean, that makes sense, but that feels like a personal bias. No, it definitely
was. There was a personal bias there. I know Silky personally. She's that hoe. Love her so much. Yes, so I did have a personal bias. I think that's where it was. Because wasn't Akiria in the top that season, too?
I don't know.
But was that season 11, right?
I don't remember. Here. I feel it's so weird to me. Like, I can't chronologically remember the seasons, especially with, like, people who are just now getting into Drag Race, and so they've seen all these seasons, like, recently together, and then I'm like, they're like, how do you not, because my friend that I used to work with was like, how do you not remember that Manila something lip sync, because I'm like, okay, Manila's my favorite, whatever, but I'm like, girl, I watched that in, like, 2010.
No, yeah, that's real, because, well, I say this because I hear you. But I often find myself going back and rewatching seasons.
No, I do too. Yeah. But I'm still like, even if I go back and rewatch it, then it, like, is different. Like,
yeah,
I was a different person the first time I watched those seasons.
Yeah.
So, like, now that I watch them, I don't feel like I would have the same
response. No, we literally watched that shit on your fucking 10-inch laptop on Tuesdays, like, hoping we would be able to see it. Like, the expansion of this franchise is, like, wild.
Yeah.
Like, the mainstream of it, like, it has really, like, grown and exploded. And while I'm super appreciative for that and for the new folks that are coming on, yeah, no, I feel you. I feel like that little disrespect when people are like, oh, you, how could you?
No,
because I lived it.
Yeah, but also how mainstream it is sometimes irks me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I want, like, not PC Drag Race back. Like, drag in its entirety is not PC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it drives me crazy. Like, drag queens are going to get into it. Like, there's going to be political shit, sexual shit, all this stuff. And we're I don't know.
It no, doesn't it's have being the
same,
policed.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't policed. Have the same
yeah.
like heartbeat that it did back in the day when
it's mainstream.
It was real.
Right? Like, yeah, like it's mainstream, and in order for it to be mainstream, it has to be edited.
Yeah.
It has to be shifted, right? It has to fit into these norms. And me and you know, like, good, that is why local drag is so important.
Yeah.
Because that is where these artists, because that's what drag is. It is art. It is live performance art. Really fully get to expand and be who they are and explore all of those things. And Drag Race used to be a place where you could see that on TV or on the internet. And as it's become more mainstream, a lot of that has been taken out of it.
Yeah.
And it is a little bittersweet. Kira, thank you so much for coming and talking Drag Race with me. I really appreciate it. We'll definitely have to, when we finally get the actual cast of season 9, we'll have to have you come back and react to it. Please let Georges be on it. Please. Please put Georges on it. Please let Godmik have learned how to dance and so she can go far.
I can't. She did go far. What are you top two, not far enough.
She wasn't top two that season. That was Simone and Candy Muse were top two that season.
Yeah, she was three. Candy Muse
and Rosé.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
That was when, because they did that was the lip sync battle, the 2-on-2. It was Candy and Rosé, and I think it was Candy and Rosé, Simone and Godmik.
Yeah.
Anyway, Godmik and Rosé didn't really stand a chance. So yeah, there was that. Anyway, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you for joining, and I appreciate all of you for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and I will see you next time. Okay, bye. 'Cause I do a podcast. It's called Things You Should Know. And the premise is my idea. I don't know if this is communicated well either. But the premise of the show is it's a non-traditional advice podcast.
Okay.
So I have conversations with people that I know and we just talk about shit.
Okay.
Anyway, I started in the same format, and then there's usually some sort of thing that I want to talk about, so we talk about it.